We learn Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Dalet Omer Aleph, and we are starting 5 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Tan Rabbanan. Hoya Oimeid Chutz Lumeidim. We're discussing that if someone, the Pasuk says, the Bederek Rechaika, so then he couldn't bring the Karm Pesach because he was in Derek Rechaika. So the halach is, he brings the Pesach Sheini. So we learned in the Mishnah Machlaikis, it means Chutz Lumeidim, which according to Ula is 15 mil away, or it means Fir Abeliezer, outside the Azar. Someone was found on Erev Pesach out of Medim. If he wants, if he gets himself a horse or a quick mule, he can make it there Erev Pesach. Does he have a excuse or not? So Yachal Yechayev, maybe he should be Chayev to take a fast horse or a mule to go try to make it to Yerushalayim. Tamalema with Derek Loi Hoya. The only time his karis is if he was tahar with derech loy haya. V'Allah, he was b'derech. L'maisa, he was b'derech. Not called b'derech loy haya. He was b'derech. Eich anami, there could have been a way he could have made it here, but he's not mechuyev to do that because he's b'derech. What about the opposite case? Ha'yoyim lefnim min amadim. He's within 15 mil of the azara. Ve'ein yachol lekanes. The reason why he can't make it there on time, because gemolim v'kroynia sama akves oisai. There's a lot of traffic. There was a lot of camels and wagons carrying people, and he was also traveling with his family, like Rashi says. He was traveling with his family, and if he continues going at this pace, he's not going to make it. So the yachol lo yehi chayiv. He's not chayiv. He says, "What do you mean? I can't make it." Tamolim v'derech lo hayo. The only time you have a het there is only if you're v'derech chayka. But v'derech lo hayo, then you don't have excuse. V'arei loy hoya v'derech. He was not v'derech. Because here he's close enough. And what he should have done, like Rashi says, is he should have left his family right there and go ahead. He could take a horse and go ahead, or even walk, he'll make it ahead. He's only stuck here because he has his family and all his gemalim. But if he wouldn't have that problem, so then he would be able to make it. So here there's mechuyev to make it. So the Gemara is saying is that the het is only if you attack a v'derech, you're 15 mil out. There's a side reason why you can't make it. That's not enough of an excuse. You have to be away 15 mil from the Azar. So the Gemara right. And now the Gemara is going to go into a little bit astronomy, a little bit, for almost a full Amud, going to Amud Beis. And it started because we said yesterday that the shear of 15 mil comes from that Rabbi Baba Chan and Sebastian Rabbi Yechon, a person walks 10 parsayas a day, which is 40 mil. And the way we broke it down was that it's from Nate's, It's from Alois HaShachar until Tseis, and Alois HaShachar until Nate is 5 mil, and from Shkia until Tseis is another 5 mil, and the middle is 30 mil, split that in half is 15 mil. That was the cheshbon we had in the Gemara, and the Gemara will discuss that further on this Amud. Amar Rava. So Rava first said he has a Kabbalah, he has a Mesaira, Shisa Alfi Parsi Hava Alma, that the world, the sun goes across the sky, the path is 6,000 parsi long. That's how far it is. That's how much the width of the world. It's not really the width of the world because it's like a rainbow, like a bow. But the sun goes across the sky. The path it takes is 6,000 parsi. V'sumcha derekia, and the thickness of the rekia. And that means the time when you see a little light until it actually comes up, the sun, that's alpha parsi. That's 1,000 parsi. That's the thickness of the rekia, which means the firmament. That's the word, English word for it. But according to this Gemara, the Gemara holds like the Chachma Yisrael Amud Beis, which doesn't stem so good with our Metzius, but that the way the sun comes up, the sun goes under the rekia from Nates until Shkia, and then it goes above the rekia and comes around and comes back under the rekia. So when it's going from under the rekia to above the rekia, it goes through the thickness of the rekia. The thickness of the rekia, that's when we call alois or ben hashmashas between shkia and seis. It's a little bit light then because it's like a window, like the mafarshim would say. And therefore, that how long is that? That's one. How far is that? 1,000 parsi. How do we know that? So he says, chada gemara, chada svara. The first part, the 6,000 parsi, that's a Mesaira. And the other thing is a Svara. Why is it a Svara? Because Savala ki hada amar Rabbi Bachana Rav Yechanan, he holds like what we just said over from Rabbi Bachana Rav Yechanan, kama halach adam beindi b'yayim b'yayim, yud parsayis, which is 40 mil. Ma'aloi sa shachar, ba'ar neitz hachama is hei milim. Meshkiya sa chama, tse sa chavim, also 5 mil. Nimtza, oivashar kia, echam shish b'yayim. Why? Because by day, which is Netz Tishkia, it goes 30 mil. If it's 6,000 parsi, so it means each 5 mil is 1,000 parsi. 6 divided by 30 is 5. Each thousand alf goes five mil. So now we know 5 mil goes from Alois until Nates. So we know it's 1,000 parsi because 6,000 parsi divided by 5. So divided 6,000 parsi means it's 5 mil each divided by 30 is 5 mil each. So we know that the length of time it takes from Alois Hashachar until Nates is 5 mil. So it must be 1,000 parsi. So back to Rava's words, Rava says Shisa alfi parsi yava alma v'sumcha de rakia alfi parsi. It means the thickness of rakia because it's long takes from Alois to Nates. So it's 1,000 parsi. That's because it's 1/6 from the cheshbon of Rava Vachana. So Gemara now is going to go ahead and ask like 5 kashas or 6 kashas. I didn't count on Rava to prove that the world is not only 6,000. Parsi, why? That's not the track of the sun. It's more than that. It's much longer than that.
Why
the world.
Why the answer of that?
That's a Masaira. What? I know. Yeah. Still, I didn't ask that Masaira. Yeah. We're gonna ask first on the Cheshbon, the first cash on the Cheshbon. What other cash will be on the Masaira? Yeah. First will be on the Cheshbon. Meisver Rav Yehuda Eimer, Oivav Shel Rekia Echad Masaira V'Yem. Rav Yehuda says in the Brisa here that Oiviv Shel Rekia, the thickness of the Rekia, is Echad Ma'asara V'yom. It's the types of sky, the firmament, that's the thickness of Rekia is Echad Ma'asara V'yom. It's 1/10 of a day. Teida, because here's a little different cheshbon than Rabbi Bachar Moshe Rabbi Yechron. It says Teida, Kam Halach Odom Beini V'yom, how much does a person walk a day, a regular person on a regular equinox day? Esa Parsois. He walks 10 Parsois, which is 40 mil. And he changes something. Malois HaShachar Nitzachama Arbam Milim. From Alois until Nates is 4 mil. Mishkiya Sachama Sechavim Arbam Milim is 4 mil. So now it's 32 left for the day. 32 left for the day is 16 each one. But so it's really 32 for the day. Now if you do 32, so it means 4 out of 32 is 1/8. Nimtzes Oivu Sharakia Echad Ma'asar B'yem. If you think the whole day is 40 mil, the Oivu Sharakia is only 4 mil and not 5 mil. So here he's arguing on Rava. Rava said that the thickness of Rekia is like 1/6 of a parsa. Here it's really 1/8 of a parsa, according to Rabbi Huda. It's called 1/10 because it's the chesbing is different. The chesbing from the whole number completely. There we're taking one the out of 30. Here we're doing out of the 40. Right, but the Radur the Mavar will add it a 40 at a behold of the hard day. But either way, it's more because it's only 4 mil. So therefore, he's a little, Rav Yehuda is less than Rava. Rava held it was 1/6. Here it's 1/8 or 1/10 of the 40. So it's a kasha on Rava. And the main kasha on Rava is that Rava and Ula, they all assumed that the time it takes to go from Alois HaShachar until Nates and from Seis. And from Shkia until Tseis was 5 mil. Here it says 4 mil. That's the kasha. Here it says 4 mil, not 5 mil. So tomorrow, Tiyufta the Rava, it's a kasha on Rava who assumed 5 mil. Tiyufta the Ula also, Tiyufta. It's a kasha on Ula also. Ula said 15 mil of a Medim was also based in that cheshbon. Because he said that from Chatzos until Shkia is 15 mil. According to this, it's 16 mil. So it's a Tiyufta to him also. Lema, they have a Tiyufta Rabbi Yechanan. What about Rabbi Yechanan himself? Well, Rabbi Bachar said, Shem Rabbi Yechanan said 5, 5, and 30. It sounds like it's a Tiyufta to him also. Zok Gemara, no, that Rabbi Yechon himself, all he said was the full number. All I said was that a person walks 10 parsa a day, which is 40 mil. The Rabbanon made a mistake when they said 5 mil. He saw people going to work already. He thought that was Alois. And he said, they walked 5 mil, but that was because they woke up a little early. And the same people who left at Shkia and came home a little bit after Tseis, he thought they were coming home at Tseis, they came a little bit left at Tseis, and they thought it was 5 mil. But really, it's only 4 mil. And Rabbi Yechon never said a 5 mil. All he said the whole day was 40. And the Gemara says, one more thing, Lema Dehav Tufta to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said that when they left Stoim, Ukumaya Shacha Allah, and they reached Tsoyar Vashemesh Yotza. And he measured, he said it was 5 mil. So you see that you could go 5 mil in that time. So you see, the time of Alois until Nates is 5 mil. And for the Gemara Pasha, there, Vayitzu Shani. Loi vayitzu shani. There, they were rushing. They were rushing. They did take an extra mil. So it comes down to this Gemara is that Yehuda holds that 4 mil is the time between, let's say, Shkia and Seis, which is 18 minutes a mil, which is 72 minutes. So here's the famous Rebbeinu Tam is right here, that the Rebbeinu Tam has a kasha, the L'chayra in Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eidu Bein HaShmashos, he says it's 3/4 of a mil. And the problem is, here's his 4 mil, it's 3/4 of a mil. And for Taisvis, there's 2 Shkias. There's a Shkia Rishayna and a Shkia Shnia. The Shkia Rishayna is Mishosh Maschel HaSacham that comes by Rekia, and starts going down into the Rekia. And there, Adalaila Adal Milim. Vahasim Kama Mesayv Shkia. And he says, there, we're talking about Saif Shkia. Mesayv Shkia until says that's when it's 3/4 of a mil. So according to Rabbi Tam, it's only Shkia, Lagavi, all halachas of Yoim, only from a second Shkia. For most halachas of Yoim, it goes with the second Shkia. And therefore, that's why it holds until 58 minutes around, which is until 3/4 of a mil, before it says, is. That's still Shkia, and Shkia only starts, you could have Mincha, for example, to 58 and a half minutes according to Rebbeinu Tam, because that is the second Shkia. So Rebbeinu Tam is right here, and this ties to the Ramask of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is going to ask Kashas on the Mesaira that was 6,000 Amos, 6,000 Parsi was the width of the Rekia. Toshima, Mitzrayim hoya arba meyes parsa al arba meyes parsa. Mitzrayim, the size of Mitzrayim was 400 parsa by 400 parsa, which is 160,000 square parsa. We're not going to figure out all the numbers, but that's what it is. Umitzrayim echad meshishim bekush, and that's only 1/6 of Kush. That means Kush is 60 times bigger. Bekush echad meshishim ba'olam, and Kush is 1/60 of the world. Ba'olam and the Tzlach makes the cheshbon, and Tzlach says that it comes out that the world is 24,000 parsa by 24,000 parsa. That's what comes out in the cheshbon. That's 24,000 parsa by 24,000 parsa. The way they make it the cheshbon is that it's 400 times 400 was 160,000, 160,000 parsa. The kush was times that, so 60 times that, which came out to whatever number. And the world was 60 times that was, I don't know, 9 million something. And that the square of that number was 24,000 parsa. That's how big the world is. And that's what you get for Akasha. But the Brisa goes further. It says, "Va'olam echad meshishim megam." We know there's 2 places that there were in wherever this place is. There's a Gan and the Eden. And so there's 2 places. "Va'olam echad meshishim megam" is 1/60 of Gan. "Vegan echad meshishim Eden." The Eden echad meshishim v'gehenim, and Eden is 1/60 of Gehenim, also whatever that means. And already the Mefarshim asked, "I mida toiva is meruba mida ra." So what's the Gehenim is the biggest, but I and Sham in the Masifta Gemara for Mefarshim on that. Nimsa kol olam kulay kikisu gedei legehenim. You see, the whole world is like a pot cover compared to Gehenim. It's mamish nothing. But al kaponim, what do you do see from here? Is tiyufta? It's a kashif. The sun will go 6,000. Parsi, here it's the world is 24,000 Parsi wide. It's much more. It's much more than 6,000 Parsi. So that's one kash already on the Messiah. We want to have further kashes on this. Toshima, Natana Belayo, Rav Nosson Beimer, Kol Yishuv, Kulei Takas Koichav. The whole world, the whole inhabitable world, the place where people live, is all under. In those days, people lived all in one area. They didn't cross the ocean, so it's all the whole Yishuv and the rest of them were the boroughs and were deserts and rivers and oceans. Kol Yishuv kulei tachas koichav echad. The whole world where people live is under one star. What's the raya teida? Sharei adam noisin ena b'koichav echad. He could pick a star and hoilach lemizrach oyim kinegda. He goes all the way to the east. The most he could walk to the east of where people live. He sees the same star in the same position as it is. La'arba ruchos ha'olam ha'mekenegdoi, he always, anywhere he goes, he sees the exact star, same place. Mechlad ha'chol ha'yishuv tachas koichav echad. Yeshuv, you see, the whole world is under one star. And like Rashi explains, we know there are billions of stars. So if we fit under one, and every star, if it fits the yishuv, he says, is at least 1,000 parsa. So once you have 6 stars already, it means that the world already is 6,000 parsa. And there's billions of stars. He says the world got to be more than 6,000 parsa. Now, the problem with this is that Tysus points out is that According to the Gemara's understanding is that one star, Yishuv is under one star, and the rest of the world, which is the Midbar and the Harois, is under the other billions of stars. So Taisus asks, the Gemara says, it says Ba'alma, where is this Gemara? The Gemara is in the Medrash, that the whole world is a third rivers, a third deserts, and a third Yishuv. So it doesn't fit in the numbers. It's not a third by a third. It's one thing. So the Taisus is much of this kasha, but the Rosh Hashanah says the simple Taisus. He says the world is round, so it's over emptiness. Most of the stars are over emptiness, and that's why it's so wide. But either way, when we're saying the world is wider. The way the Gemara is learning here, the world is much wider than 6,000 parsi, because each star itself is at least 1,000 parsa, and there's billions of stars. So not a right that the world is that wide. Tifta. Tashma, again, the Maral speaks out, all these Gemaras can't be understood 100% Kipshutai. There's a lot of Oymik in these Gemaras, and Tifa Zachen. Tashma, weiter. In the constellations, all the constellations have different names. They're called the Mahazalis. So there's Egla is Betzafon. Egla is typed like a little calf, but I think in English it's called a Taurus. Like a four Taurus, a Taurus, that's what it's called. Egla b'tzafon, v'akrev b'darim. And an akrev is scorpion. Scorpion is the constellation, it's the group of stars that are in the darim, in the south. So Egla is b'tzafon, is the north, and akrev is b'darim. And the Brayis says, v'chol ha'yishuv kuloi, eni yishuv le'ben agol akrev. The whole livable world is in between, where people are in between these two constellations. It doesn't mean they fill up the space, like Rashi says, it just means they're in between the two. We know of B'yoyim. And the whole Yishuv is only, the sun is only on top of them 1 hour of a day. On the fifth hour of the day, the sun is in the east. And that's when the sun is mamash on top. So you see from here again, it's a tiyufta of the Rava. Why? Because the other 11 hours of the sun, that it's not over the Yishuv, it's over a different spot of the world. And we know the Yishuv is at least 1,000 amos, 1,000 parsi wide. So it's at least 12,000 parsa wide. That's what comes out. It's at least 12,000 parsa wide. Again, we're showing that the world is much wider than the 6,000 parsa that we said is the trajectory of the sun going across the sky. This is for sure more. It's 12,000 amos, 12,000 parsi wide. Tifta, again, another kasha rabba. And we want to continue another kasha rabba. Tashima. There's other Gemara's like this also, that even though we slugged the Rav, we keep on asking kashas on it. Toshima, the Amar Rav Yechon Zakeh, I'm pretty sure this is the last kash on Rav. Toshima, the Amar Rav Yechon Zakeh, my tshuva, Shavus Baskel, Eitz Rosho. What tshuva did the Baskel come out and answer Nebuchadnezzar, who said, B'shosho Eimer, we could say it like this, Allah Abom Siav, I will go up on the high clouds, Adam Bel Elyon, I'll compare myself to Elyon, which is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yotza Baskel V'Amaloi, Rosho Ben Rosho, you're a Rasha who's Ben Rasha, Ben Benoish Nimre Rasha, the Enikol of Nimre Rasha. Rasha doesn't mean Mamasha. Enikol means he's the same family, same stock, the same type as Nimre Rasha. Shehimre is Kala Olam Kulai Alive Malchusai. He was married the whole world, just like Nimre was married the whole world alive with his kingdom. Same thing you're doing. Kamash Noisa says, you say you go up above the clouds, Adam El Elyon. Kamash Noisa Shaladam. How long does a person usually live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. Mimugvurois, if he's especially strong, Shmaidim Shana, 80 years. Shinaba, Yimeshin, Hussein Abraham, Shivim Shana, Gvur, Shmaidim Shana. So all you're going to live maybe is 80 years. Now, Oretz Ad Rakia, from the earth until the sky, until the Rakia, is Mahal Chomish Meir Shana. If you walk that, it would take 500 years. V'oivim Shav Rakia, Mahal Meir Shana. And the thickness of the Rakia is 500 years. Ubein Rakia, Rakia, those are seven Rakias. Ubein Rakia, Rakia, Mahal Meir Shana. In between, there's 500 years. Ubein Kol Rakia, V'chein Bein Kol Rakia, including every single Rakia. So we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. There's no way you're going to make it here. You're only living 80 years. Sa'ach el sha'ol tura the yakasei bar. You're going to go down to the depth of the ground into the depth of the bar. So what do you see from here? So Rashi speaks out that just like from here to the sky is so much, the length, the width of the world is the same thing. Because the pasuk says, Asher bara elokim adam al aretz u'maksei hashmayim maksei hashmayim. And the Gemara in Chigya Darshan that just like the whatever the height of the from here to Rikia is the same of the, as the width. So if it's 500 years, and every year you go around 360 times 40 parsa every year. So figure it out, the parsa, it's around 1,200 parsa a year. It's probably much more than that. I have to need a calculator to figure it out. But either way, 500 years would be thousands and thousands and thousands of parsa, and therefore it's again a kasha rava sotiyufta. That's then we have kasha rava here. That Rava's Kabbalah, that was 6,000 parsa, is refuted from all these prices that prove not like that.